Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
It's Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, March 8th, 2026. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, it's the home for Christian independent artists to have their just a place where their music is played, where they're promoted, where they're prayed over. It's where we get to dive into these artists to see what God is doing in their life. And we get to hear the artist open the Word of God and really speak about what he's doing in their life. This week, God has blessed us with another amazing child of God. So get ready, buckle up, because CJ Prather joins Rock the Flock. Welcome back to Rock the Flock. Joining the show this week from upstate Georgia, Miss CJ Prather. CJ, thank you again for taking the time. I'm really excited about this interview. I'm really excited to see what God is going to do.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so thankful to be a part of what y'all are being able to do. Like, it's just such a blessing. We were talking before about all of the things that you've got to see God do through this show, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Well, let's set the stage, okay? You have just pulled up into the cul-de-sac, and there's this house, and it's bigger than the other ones around because this house keeps growing. God keeps blessing it. You get out, you come up to the front door, and it is the front door to the Rock the Flock house. I think a couple of weeks ago, we had to have a third floor added because after the second one, I thought the deck was going to be big enough, but no, it's not. We've gone to a third floor. You've knocked, the door is open. All these artists want to know the next family member coming in the door. So who is CJ Prather?
Well, I'm just a regular old girl. I'm from Georgia, North Georgia, small town. I like to sing. I'm a singer. I like to write music. I like to just share the gift that God has given me. At the end of the day, I love music, but I love Jesus more. So in any way that I can, I want to pursue ministry and just sharing his word to everyone that I can. But he's blessed me so much with a gift to be able to share with people as well. So I get to do both, two in one.
And we talked, you're not far from where you grew up. So you've basically been in that area, which is pretty neat because I don't have the opportunity to interview many artists that kind of stay right where they are. Because it's kind of funny how God works sometimes. You know, sometimes he has to send us places. But I'm a true believer. If you don't take care of this shadow of the steeple, you can't go out anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. I recently graduated college about a year ago, but in my freshman year of college, I'm actually moved to Nashville, and it was during COVID, and it was really, really bad. It was so rough. And a lot of my music that I have is based upon that time. It was written during that time. It was a very, very difficult time in my life. And I just felt so alone. But in that season, I look back and I see how God used it for his good and the good of his kingdom, because so much music that I've written came out of that terrible season, and it made it so worth it. So much of my testimony came out of that season, and I'm just so thankful for it. But I did eventually move back home to be closer to my family. So,
and isn't it cool? Like I've always said, that 2020 was the year of vision. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of cool. It's 2020 because we all had to change, and we didn't realize, you know, God has this master plan. And all things work for his good. How he was able to, and I'm sure it was different for you because you have to give up a lot when you leave home to go anywhere. There's sacrifices. I've learned this in this independent Christian artist world that it's not that easy. And you go up there and with your dream, basically, and it doesn't work out. Yeah. And I'm sure not that you came back home with your tail between your legs, but like you said, you didn't see it. And isn't it kind of funny how we look back and you think, man, God did that because it could only have worked out that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I remember my senior year of high school, I was so ready to get out of my small town. I was like, please, Lord, take me anywhere else. Like, I don't even care, just somewhere else. And I get there, and then all I wanted was to come home. And I kept thinking every week, I'd be like, Lord, what the heck? Like, why? I begged and I prayed for you to get me out of my small town. And now all I want is to go back to that. But when I finally got to come home, it just felt like a relief off of my shoulders. Like I don't know. I just felt like I could breathe fresh air again. And I could see all of the things that the Lord had done, but I wasn't the same person anymore. I've just changed so much in that year. I just felt completely different.
Well, amen. I'm glad God had you in his arms and you were right where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Well, how about before we get into this just really cool music you have and get to talk about that part of life, we have to take a step back because if we're not grounded, we're not going to go anywhere. And we have to ground ourselves with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, I believe you have a Bible verse for us.
Yes, I do.
We'll be right back with CJ Prather right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for listening, whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO. Streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or yes, you've scrolled past all these podcasts and you found this podcast called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. Once again, I can't apologize. It's because of the amazing guest that God keeps sending to this show. Our newest edition, Miss CJ Prather. CJ, you are already part of the Rock the Flock family. You started this interview by saying, I'm just this little thing. No, you're not. You are I can see the joy in you that the Lord is with you. You have this glow, and that is a Holy Spirit glow. Mm-hmm. So I'll just stop right there because I'll get on my preaching box and I'll just, you have a Bible verse for us.
I do. I have my favorite Bible verse. My favorite Bible verse is Genesis 15:5. Kind of a weird one. Probably don't get that very often.
No, we don't get anything.
It's been my favorite Bible verse since my freshman year of college, but it says, look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. And it's God talking to Abraham. And every time I read that verse, I just think about, like, we look up into the stars and we see the skies, and that's all of God's promises that will come to fruition. Like, the Bible is so full of all of his promises, and Abraham is just one of them because we're all his descendants. And I just think it's so wonderful because God keeps his promises. We can rely on everything he says. Every word he said in this Bible is true, and it will always stand true, stand through the test of time.
Amen. People have tried to go against it, to dishonor it, to to claim its faults, and time again, it is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Now, how did you find a verse in Genesis in college? Was it one of these? Was it one of the things where you do like? I do it sometimes. I just open up my Bible, and wherever it lands, mm-hmm. it lands, and I just go sometimes. Was it a Bible study? And that'd be interesting to figure out what Bible study, because I've never heard of a Bible study in Genesis.
I have a great, it's like a Christian college women's Bible study about Genesis that I would love to share with you.
That is
it's from
awesome.
Delight Ministries. It's a wonderful college ministry for young women, and they have some of the best Bible studies that I've ever read. I didn't get that from it, but it is a great Bible study on the book of Genesis, and Genesis is one of my favorite books. But I actually took a Bible class my freshman year of college, and Genesis was one of the main books that we studied. So I had to like write essays and take quizzes over it. It took us 3 months to go through the book of Genesis. It was crazy. But in my class, my professor like went through every single verse, and I was like, oh my gosh, this class is never gonna end. Like, but it made me fall in love with studying the Word, not just for like that feel good feeling, like, oh my gosh, I got chills. But like, because of the historical aspects, I just loved it. But that was a verse that really stuck out to me, that God kept his promises. We are descendants of Abraham, and what a blessing it is. Even though he couldn't see it then, he didn't know. He didn't know. And that's at the beginning of the Bible, all that would come after. And it's always just stuck with me. It's just so good.
That's neat. You go into a class to study the Word, and then God turns around and speaks to you through his Word.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wasn't expecting it, but it worked out that way.
So that's why I love music. I love getting to the next segment, the music part. But I love the Bible verse because it brings up it so much. You know, not only are we reading the Word of God, but then how God brought that word to you.
Yeah.
So people just need to realize that it's not just words on a piece of paper, that it is our handbook to life. It is every answer that we need, and you don't have to go very far to find that answer, because that answer is one word, and that's Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, he is the answer to every high, to every low, to every in between. He's it.
Yeah. I mean, the Bible says that the Word is living and active, and you know, just a touch of the Bible, just reading like one word, is just, it brings so much hope to me. It's always what I've clung to, and I find myself clinging to it more and more. Like, the harder things get, the more life throws at you, it just becomes more and more my source of hope. And yeah.
Well, amen. Well, are you ready to talk about music?
I am so ready. My favorite thing.
I am ready too. So we'll be right back for Miss CJ Prather and a song she has sent us that I won't give away quite yet. But we'll be right back. You're listening to Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock, and it's the time of the show where we all get excited. We listen to music, all kinds of genres of music, but they all have a common theme. Miss CJ Prather, I did cheat a little bit. I jumped on YouTube. You know, you're so big. You're all out there, you know, and I listened to your music, and there's some different styles of music mixed in there. You're shaking your head. Yes. You know, there was one spunk, kind of little spunky song in there. And I said, here we go.
Yeah, I'm assuming that was This Hallelujah.
It was, yes.
Okay, yeah. That one's my favorite. I know you're not supposed to have favorites. I'm supposed to be like, my newest one's my favorite. Go check it out. But this Hallelujah is kind of my favorite.
Well, I may need that song too, okay?
Okay.
That song is a good song to start the show. It's a good song. Mm-hmm. It's a good top of the eight o'clock hour song.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, you write music.
I do.
Do you play any instruments?
I play the guitar. Mm-hmm. And I can play a few chords on the piano, but not very well.
See, that is so opposite, because most people play the piano, and then that allows them to pick up just about anything else and play.
Yes. So my dad, he's played guitar my entire life, and my mom taught me how to sing. So I learned how to sing first, and when I was, I don't know, maybe 10, my dad was like, CJ, you need to learn how to play the guitar to, like, go out and play for yourself. And I tried to learn it. I hated it. It was terrible. It made my fingers hurt. And I was like, why would anyone ever want to do this? This is so painful. And then when I was about 15, I picked it up again, just randomly one day. And I stuck with it that time, I guess. And I ended up loving it. And now it's my main instrument.
How many songs have you written?
Oh, gosh. Probably a couple hundred. Not that many.
My goodness. Not that many.
Well, there, you know, like Chris Stapleton, he's out there and he's like, I got a book of 1,000 songs. I don't have that many. Not
and
me.
See, and you did a cover of one of his songs. I saw that on there, too.
Oh, my gosh. I love Chris Stapleton. He's so cool. I would love to meet him. I would love to be in the room while he sings a song live. Mm-hmm. That would be incredible. Yeah.
Now, when you have written these 200 songs, do you store them in a notebook? Do you put them on your phone?
They're all on the Notes app on my phone. Okay. And my phone is very, very bogged down and slow. Because of it, because I also have voice memos, because I can't remember how they go if I don't record it, and my phone barely works at this point, so.
So you take these messages that you write, these lyrics, and then you voice record, maybe you hum through a chorus and record that.
Yes.
Do you have a producer?
I do have a guy that I know. His name's AJ Pruis. He's produced several of my songs, but he's also helped write those two songs, This Hallelujah and God Uses All Things. He produced and helped write. He just has a magic touch. He's really good.
So what do you do? Do you just email him all this stuff? Here's five voice messages. Here's all these things I think that go with it. And you just kind of talk about it and put them together?
Well, for those two songs, I came into the write session, and there was another man there. His name was Paul Duncan. He's also a really great writer, but we all had our instruments, and we were all sitting around, and he was like, do you have anything you want to start with? And I brought titles, like a list of titles that I had for songs that hadn't been written yet. And This Hallelujah in my mind was going to be this like slow worship ballad. And he was like, what if we did something funky and cool? And that's how This Hallelujah was born, because he had a great idea and he started playing this riff on the guitar. And I was like, man, that's sick. So we went with that instead. So he was the mastermind on
that one. Yes, because it's definitely not a hymn that would be played in the Southern Baptist Church.
Oh, no, it's not. Everyone told me, they were like, CJ, that's too country. And I was like, we live in the country. Your country. What do you mean?
Well, it is a, I absolutely love that song. But I also love the song that you sent called God Uses All Things. What encouraged you to write the song?
That one, I feel like, was born out of a time where everything just felt hard. Like, every day I woke up and I was like, I don't really want to do this. Like, life just felt hard. And I, you know, it's a very hard thing to have to surrender, like, every single day. Every single day you wake up and you're like, God, you can use this. Everything I'm walking through, you can use this. And I feel like even in the season I'm in now, which is so different, I feel like it was a song written for now me more than the past me that actually did write it, because this season has been full of so many trials, so many valleys, and it was just a song that I was able to sing over myself before it was even released. I was like, God can use this. God can use this for his good, for his glory, for the growth of his kingdom. God is going to use this. And I see him using it, like people like you, having me on your podcast and your radio show. Like, it's such a blessing to get to do these things and for him to use this song.
Well, it is. It's neat. I just love that title. God uses all things. Because there's a song that I cannot play on this show, and it's an older song. And it's Blink 182. It's their song. It's all the small things. But I take that as I teach my grandson that's with me a lot, to be able to go out, and I've said it on the show before, to just listen to the wind. That's God. Yeah. Listen to the birds. That's God. Listen to the chipmunks and the squirrels that are rubbishing around in the woods. It's God. And if we could just realize that, CJ, that it's him in everything. Because a lot of people will tell you this is a bad world. It's, you know, and people can show us, tell us. But God still moves, and God is in, he is in everything. He's in everything we see. He's in everything we do. He's before us, fixing things that we'll never see, which is the cool part about that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, CJ, he's behind us cleaning up the mess we made.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. I don't remember what Bible verse it is, but the one that the song "The Blessing" by Carrie Job, it talks about it. But it's like you're before me, you're behind me, you're beside me, you're all around me. Like, I just love that. Like, because it's so true. Like, I look back and I see God behind me. I see what He did for me, and I look forward and I'm like, God, I don't know how you're gonna do it, but you're gonna do it. And you know, I just see how He's working in all of the people's lives around me and using people to reach me, and me being used to reach other people. And I just, it's, God is so good, the way that He moves and the way that He works.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, Miss CJ, would you like to, and I don't know if your song's ever played on radio. I can tell you, your music is good enough to play on radio.
Thank you.
Because I'm a music guru, and I will sit in a room with whoever and grade music. God has blessed you.
He has so much.
So would you do the honor of introing God Uses All Things?
Yeah. So my song, God Uses All Things, it came out in January, and I wrote it in a season that was really, really tough, but I believe that it's a season for now. Like, it's a reason for now. I believe so many people are going to get this word and just proclaim it over their life, that God can use everything. He can use every season. He can use every person's story. And there's nothing too broken about you that God can't use.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. We have just about concluded 2 hours of the best music, the best interview. And I'm just blown away at who God sent to the show this week. Because once again, there's a mighty movement right now, and I see it week after week of young artists. Some aren't young, and I'm glad because I'm old and I still can do it. But God is calling these young people for a reason, for a purpose. And CJ Prather, he has his calling on you. And I told you before, people, the disadvantage about this show is I like Zoom and we're having to FaceTime right now because the audience can't see you, but they can hear God in you.
Yeah.
You know, I have the ultimate blessing of being able to see you as we talk. And you know, in one of my sincere prayers to the Lord is that he would give me his eyes so I can see the good, the bad, the truth. And there's something special about you, CJ. Okay, I already said you have the spirit of joy. You have the spirit of hope.
Yeah.
And you have the Holy Spirit in you. And I see that God has, he's preparing you. So you better buckle up and get ready, okay?
Okay.
Well, before we go any further, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Please do.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you again for another week to be able to do this, Heavenly Father, to sit back and see all of these artists that you have blessed so much. And God, I ask that you continue to bless them, to bless their families. Heavenly Father, bless CJ. Continue to lift her up, Lord. I see where you have her and that you are with her. So continue to protect her, continue to guide her, to send angels to watch after her, to wrap her in a hedge of protection, and bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss CJ, now that you are worldwide with Rock the Flock, how can people not follow you, but how can they connect you? Because we want them to connect with us so we can show them who we follow.
Yes, I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook at CJ Prather Music. I'm on Instagram at CJ Prather Music. I'm on TikTok at CJ Prather Music. YouTube at CJ Prather Music. Everything's at CJ Prather Music. If there's a platform, I'm probably on it.
And all your music, let me just guess, streams on all platforms.
Yes, it does. Everywhere you listen.
Now, who does your videos? Who's the videographer for you?
My dad. That sometimes is, my fiance. Sometimes my mother. It just depends on the day.
That is cool.
Yeah. They're very willing slaves, if you will. I text them and I'm like, hey, I need your help. I need you to film this. And they're like, I'm busy. And I'm like, that's too bad. I'm more important than whatever you're doing, probably. So put it down. Come pick up the camera.
Now, I know a lot of people spend a lot of time on posting is not the right word. I forget what the word is, but is that something in your mind that hey, I need to put something out?
It normally is. It's kind of just it's a routine for me at this point. Like I have a mass film day every week and I'll film a bunch of content and I put it out, but it's not in my mind and in my heart. It's not really for the sake of like, oh, I need to get so many views. I need to get this many followers. I don't really put my worth in that because that's just pointless. But I do try to like always put a message out, always share scripture, share music that glorifies God, because I think I saw a meme or a post about this, but like if Paul had social media, he would be using it to his advantage to get the word out there. And I'm like, gosh, that's what we're all called to do. We have the world at our fingertips. Why would we not share the word on every single platform we can? So that's what I try to do.
Amen. Well, do you get out and play anywhere?
I do. I play a lot around North Georgia in my local area. Mm-hmm. And I play at my church on Sundays. I'm a worship leader at my church. So.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, now, I love it. It's my favorite thing to do.
Now, do you get out? Are there like coffee shops or?
I don't really have very many like Christian avenues that I can take because I'm still such a small artist. It's very hard for me to get into those places. Mm-hmm. But I do a lot of country music as well on the side just to reach people. And I'll occasionally throw in some Christian songs, worship songs, just show people where my heart's at, but mostly just my church and on social media.
Well, we're going to have to see if we can get you to Spring Hill, Tennessee to just love, because I have some connections.
Yeah. I actually, when I lived in Nashville, I went to a Just Love, and they had such good coffee. I loved it. It was wonderful.
Well, in Spring Hill, you know, they have a nice little stage there, and let's just see if we can get you on that stage.
I'd love to. Hit me up. Please do.
All right. Well, Miss CJ, thank you. Thank you again for taking the time to be here. You're a blessing to interview. This is such an easy interview. You have a gift, a talent. And
thank you so much just for having me on here. It's honestly, it's been such a blessing to talk with you because, you know, I mean, we're not in the same state, but, you know, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. So it's just been such a blessing to connect. So.
Amen. Well, it's like I told you, it's only the beginning. Okay. Cause this is a different show. Like I said, there's a bigger purpose, and I know that now. I thought the purpose was to start this show.
Yeah.
That God was calling me to do this, and now that it's going, I know there's something else. I don't know what that is, but I trust in His plan.
Yeah.
So buckle up for that too, because I know it's going to be big. Whatever it is, it's going to be big.
I'll be praying for it.
And it's not big for me. You know, I'm like, it's the opportunity to serve the Lord and to grow His kingdom. To show people, no matter what we say, no matter what song we sing, no matter what instrument we play, that Jesus is the way, the truth, in the life, and no man comes to the Father but through Him.
That's right.
So have a great evening. Thank your mom, your dad, your fiance for being so good to you.
Oh, I will.
That's Miss CJ Prather right here on Rock the Flock.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.